Hey, Kenny Pratt here. Thanks for joining me in this third of five sessions in the Effective Follow-Up Workshop. So in this session, we're going to talk about those times that are like the ideal when you've done a good job on the phone and you've got a customer who's ready to rent and you actually set an appointment with them, or you take some money in the form of a deposit and they're going to rent with you, you know, in like a week or less, and you've got them dialed in and ready to go. So like I've said before, and I'll say it again, if you're listening to the audio of this, go ahead and pause for a minute, grab some paper and a pen, and be ready to take some notes as you go along. Write down your thoughts as you go along. You're going to probably have some ideas come to you, and it'll be a lot more efficient if you just capture them as you go. Also, just a reminder, there is a written version. It's not exactly a transcript, but kind of a written version of this session that you can pull off the website. And you can review there, or read the written version there. And there's also the Fast Action Workbook to help you review at the end. All right, so let's jump right in. When you've got somebody who's made a commitment because they've given you a deposit or made an appointment, you know, with a specific date and time to come rent that storage space from you, it feels like you're done. I mean, it feels like, oh, yes, finally, they're not shopping around. But really, the key point here is you're not out of the woods. You don't yet have a signed rental agreement, so it's not time to relax. Your prospective customer, they're going to be driving around over the next few days. They might see some signage from another competitor. They may have called somebody and left them a message, and that person, that competitor, might call them back. They may have emailed an inquiry into a competitor and not gotten a response right away because they weren't as on top of their game as you are. And lo and behold, they kind of commit to you, but lo and behold, they get an email response back that woos them away. So let me just tell you a little story about one of the things that one of my store managers did that illustrates this point. This teaches a great lesson. So my manager at one of my stores, I was in there the other day, and she stole a customer away from a competitor, and this is how she did it. There's this gal, we'll just call her Janet, that we'll just call the prospective customer Janet. So she was shopping around for storage on the internet on a Sunday. And unfortunately, my stores, well, or fortunately, however you look at it, my stores are not open on Sunday. So her email inquiry was not responded to right away. However, when my store manager rolled in on Monday morning, she saw the email inquiry and replied back first thing Monday morning with an upbeat message, and she was offering some basic details about our location and just telling her, here's some of the information you're requesting, and here's what we can do for you, and call or email if you've got more questions. And Janet replied, the prospective customer replied, saying that she'd already been contacted by somebody else and that she was pretty much taken care of, that it all was taken care of the day before on the Sunday that we were closed. And thank you very much. To her credit, my on-site manager was pretty awesome and was not really deterred by this revelation that Janet was already taken care of. What she did is she replied back and said, hey, you know, we'd love to have your business. And we have some pretty great move-in specials. Here's some other things we can do for you. Some incentives to move in with us. And oh, by the way, if you've got a deposit you've made with this other store, you know, we'd be happy to reimburse you for that so that you don't come out of pocket. So if you haven't moved in yet, why don't you consider us? And lo and behold, that email turned into a phone call. And during that phone call, they kind of worked out the details and negotiated a better deal for Janet than she was going to get at the competitor. And all this because my on-site manager was really persistent and was willing to make a deal. And so we rented that storage space to Janet on a Tuesday afternoon, and you know, I'm sure our competitor just doesn't have any idea what happened. You know, they have no idea why Janet ever showed up to rent that storage space. So the moral of the story is that even when you think you've got a commitment to rent, you're still vulnerable. So effective follow-up's going to help you prevent this kind of thing from happening. So here's the simple guidance. Assuming your appointment or reservation is less than a week away, you're simply just going to contact your prospective customer and let them know you're confirming the appointment or reservation. You're just going to call them or email them or in some way contact them to confirm the reservation and the appointment. And it would go something like this. Hey Mary, this is Kenny at Super Deluxe Storage. I'm just calling to confirm our appointment for tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Or alternatively, if you don't have a specific appointment, but rather more of an approximate time because you didn't quite dial it into that level of detail, you might say something like, "Hi, Mary, this is Kenny at Super Deluxe Storage. I know you said you'd be coming in the middle of the week, so I have you tentatively scheduled for Wednesday. I just want to confirm the day and figure out if you plan on coming in the morning or the afternoon." The subtle thing that I want to point out is that in either case, you're assuming that there's an appointment. Your whole attitude, your whole demeanor, your tone of voice, everything you're projecting to this customer, communicating to this customer, whether verbally or non-verbally, is conveying your confidence and your assumption that this prospective customer is going to honor the appointment that you discussed, you know, earlier in the week. This is really one key to making it feel really friendly and upbeat and not like an inquisition. You're not grilling them about the appointment. You're just assuming that it's happening and you're just clarifying when that the time and date and making sure that they're on board with that time and date. What this does, aside from being a positive and upbeat way to handle this whole thing, is by calling them, it sends this message that their storage problem is already solved. So the next logical step, if they can't keep the appointment, would be to reschedule. So you want to send a clear message, because you're wholeheartedly assuming that this appointment's going to happen, that they don't need to be shopping around anymore, and if they can't make the appointment, that they're just going to, that the next logical thing to do is to reschedule rather than go somewhere else. So if you think about it, when you are following up with these people, confirming the appointment the day or two before the appointment, or the approximate appointment, you know, when you expect the appointment to happen, you're doing an act of service for them, because you're doing this confirmation and this follow-up that really needs to get done. And frankly, your prospective customer, they have a life, and that life sometimes sends some unexpected stuff their way. So sometimes people just forget about previous commitments. Things happen. I'm sure it's happened to you. It's happened to me. So when your prospective customer knows in advance that they're going to miss your appointment, maybe they'll call, but maybe not. There's a large part of the population that's just not that considerate. And since they don't know you personally, and they feel like you're there to serve them, and this is a transaction, not so much a relationship, they might not feel like they even owe you the courtesy of a call. And by calling them and checking in, you're really staying in their top of mind. And if the appointment is going to be missed, you know, this is really a proactive way to discover that something's come up and to reschedule if necessary. So there are, and, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, there are some people who are just so dang nice that they would feel like dagger to the heart, or they'd feel like it's just extremely rude that they miss your appointment without warning you in advance or letting you know in advance. And these people, they need a call from you for a different reason. So your follow-up call to them will also be a call of service, because it's going to allow them to save face if for some reason they can't make the appointment and forget to call you. You don't want them to go away feeling guilty that they didn't call, because if they feel guilty and they feel uncomfortable dealing with you now because they stood you up and in their mind did something that was very rude, they're going to feel awkward, and you don't, and they may decide to go rent somewhere else just to avoid that confrontation, or that imagined confrontation that they're going to have with you, or that imagined affront that they've given you. So in order to avoid this potentially awkward situation, they may go somewhere else. And so you're going to save them from that by calling them, reminding them about the appointment. And if they already know they're going to miss it, then it gives them a chance to reschedule and save face and make everything happy, kumbaya. Let's assume you contact these people, you know, this prospective customer who set the appointment, and for whatever reason, they can't make it. Let's talk about that for just a minute. So there's going to be times when you attempt to confirm the appointment, and the person you're talking with will tell you that the time's not going to work. And on one hand, this is really great news. This is good news because you know about it in advance, right? I mean, imagine when those times when your prospects told you that they're going to come by, say, at 1:30 on a Thursday afternoon. And so you put off taking your lunch, and you wait for them. And 1:30 comes and goes, and soon it's 1:45, and then it's 2 o'clock. And now you're just like super hungry. Your stomach is like digesting itself. And you're frankly a little miffed because you were waiting around for this prospect who didn't have the decency to tell you they weren't coming. So when you confirm the appointment, you are on one hand reminding your prospective customers of their commitment, and on the other, you're saving yourself the frustration of discovering in advance that they're not going to keep their appointment. So all things considered, appointment confirmation follow-up is really a good thing. So what you want to do at this point is take a step back in the process. When you discover that they can't keep the appointment, take one step back in the process, which is setting the appointment, and just kind of start that over again. So you just want to work out a new time that's going to work for your prospective customer. So let's say, for example, that Mary just told you that your appointment tomorrow is not going to work. Your reply would sound something like, "Okay, Mary, no problem. Let's just figure out a time that works better. Would a different time tomorrow work better for you, or would you prefer a different day altogether?" Mary replies, "Oh, I think tomorrow's shot. I think it will have to be the day after tomorrow." And then you, "Well, it sounds good. What time works best for you?" Okay, and there you go. So you'd be on your way to establishing that new appointment, and you're happy, Mary's happy, and most importantly, your prospective customer feels like even more committed because they just reaffirmed their appointment and their commitment to you. So they made a commitment at the outset. They couldn't keep that commitment. You've rescheduled. They've recommitted. So now they've committed to you two times. They're even that much more dialed into doing business with you and that much less likely to do business with a competitor. And not only that, but because you put forth the effort to confirm the appointment, they're spared the embarrassment they would have felt if they stood you up without the courtesy of calling. And lastly, just remember, a reschedule creates a new appointment day. Okay, so if somebody tells you that they're going to rent on Thursday, and so you're following up with them on Wednesday to confirm that appointment and remind them about the appointment on Thursday, just like your dentist might or your doctor, right? You're going to confirm that appointment. Very normal in today's society to confirm the appointment. So you're calling them to confirm the appointment. Well, when they reschedule, and let's say you reschedule for now from Thursday down to Saturday, right? Well, now Saturday is a new appointment. So you should be calling again on Friday, the day before this new appointment, to confirm again. And that's totally acceptable. And you might not catch them. You might have to leave a message. But either way, you're going to contact them one more time right before the now newly rescheduled appointment so that you can confirm that appointment and possibly reschedule if necessary. This is a short one today, so here's a quick review. Let's summarize. Since you don't yet have the rental, you're not out of the woods. You're not done until you're done and you have a signed rental agreement. So you're not out of the woods yet. Confirming the day before is an act of service on behalf of your prospective customer. So call the day before the rental or the expected rental with the attitude that they will be renting with you and that you're just confirming the timing. Reschedule when necessary. And if the reschedule pushes the appointment back more than a day, plan to follow up the day before this newly rescheduled appointment. So that's it. This is the most simple scenario we're going to cover in the Effective Follow-Up Workshop. And that wraps up Session 3. I'm glad you could join me. For a good refresher and to get the most out of the session, check out the Fast Action Worksheets. And let me tell you what's up next. In Session 4, we're going to build on what we've covered in this session and look at more detail on how to handle those times when a prospective customer has indicated their desire to rent from you. Maybe they've given you a deposit, maybe they've set an appointment, or maybe they just kind of give you some really positive reassurance that, yeah, they're going to rent with you. But they don't need the space for a week or more, so maybe you have an appointment, maybe not, because they're not quite sure when they're going to need it. So we're going to cover how to deal with that. This person who gives you lots of indications that they're ready to rent, they're not really shopping around, at least not openly telling you that they're shopping around, but some time's going to pass between this initial contact and when you actually touch base with them. That's what we're going to cover in the next session, how to deal with that extended period of time between the contact and the date that they need it, on how to keep them engaged and committed to renting from you. So thanks for joining me. I'm Kenny Pratt, and I'm signing off till next time.